At a time when the world feels increasingly complex, thoughtful conversation matters more than ever. On Thursday, June 5th, New Yorker writer Evan Osnos will participate in a WSHU Join the Conversation event at the Shue Community Theater. He'll discuss clarity in a year of uncertainty and take your questions. Find details and ticket information at WSHU.org.
Hello and happy Friday. You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news and culture update from around Long Island Sound. A controversial housing bill in Connecticut has been stalled by Democrats. Suffolk police will increase presence on the roads and the water this weekend, plus a look at an effort to get more kids out on the tennis court. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. Democratic leaders in the Connecticut House stalled a vote on a controversial housing bill yesterday after it faced a filibuster from Republicans. WSHU's Ebong Udama has more.
The bill is aimed at tackling the state's affordable housing crisis and includes some proposals from the Lamont administration. On Thursday morning, confident he would get it to the floor for a vote, House Democratic Majority Leader Jason Rojas pushed back on opponents who claimed the bill would take away local zoning authority from cities and towns.
We started off with something that was far more demanding of communities and ended up in a place that's more balanced.
Rojas says the focus is on providing incentives for local housing authorities to build more units for families that are at 0 to 30% of the area median income.
The private marketplace is not going to do anything for those individuals, and I think it's appropriate for the government to step in and try to secure housing for those people who are at most vulnerability of being homeless.
Republicans and some Democrats oppose the bill. House Minority Leader Vincent Candelaro says it would take away local control of zoning.
Planning and zoning commissions still make the decisions, but they're limiting those decisions that they could make. So that is how it takes away local control.
Candelaro threatened a 10 to 12 hour GOP filibuster. On Thursday night, Democratic leaders responded by pulling the bill. The threat points to the power of the minority party towards the end of a legislative session to talk until time runs out and a bill is dead. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
Suffolk County Police are on the lookout for drunk drivers this weekend on the roads and on the water. WSHU's Desiree Diorio reports.
Officials say intoxicated driving and boating cases increase from Memorial Day to Labor Day. They say that's why they're adding more officers to highway patrols and to the Marine Unit. Police Commissioner Kevin Catalina says operating a vehicle under the influence just isn't worth it.
The price of taking an Uber pales in comparison to the price that you'll pay if you get arrested for a DWI in Suffolk County.
Police arrested 29 people over Memorial Day weekend alone last year, and over 300 during the whole summer. County law enforcement officials have partnered with the Long Island Sound sector of the U.S. Coast Guard to patrol the waterways. Desiree Diorio, WSHU News.
Scientists at the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station working on a PFAS project in Maine have had their funding cut and the project shut down by the EPA. Dr. Sarah Nassen says they're confused because the project met all of the EPA's current PFAS research criteria. The project was looking at contaminated land owned by the Mi'kmaq tribe.
We put in this research proposal to combine some field work up in Maine looking at farms that have been potentially contaminated as well as culturally important plants and animals and food sources for the tribe, and then combining that with some more technical PFAS detection method research here at the Ag Station and at the University of Virginia.
Nassen says they've filed an appeal to see if the $1.5 million in funding can be restored. In a statement to the Maine Morning Star, the EPA said they're reviewing their grant programs, and the Biden administration had forced, quote, radical DEI programs on the agency. They say that's against its core mission of protecting human health and the environment. The John McEnroe Tennis Academy just completed an expansion to broaden the game to all communities in the region. More on that is ahead.
Yeah. Local support comes from Hartford Healthcare. For the second time, all hospitals received A ratings from the Leapfrog Group, the nation's leading independent hospital monitor. This means that patients have access to the safest level of care, no matter which hospital they choose.
In the poem In Flanders Fields, the poet John McCrae describes the poppies that sprang up on the World War I Flanders battlefields, where so many soldiers lost their lives. Poppies have become a symbol of Memorial Day, and you will hear two different composers' musical depictions of the flower on Sunday Baroque this Memorial Day weekend. Sunday morning at 7 on WSHU Public Radio.
Long Island is seeing more severe tick bites. ER visits for bites hit their highest levels since 2019. Doctors say they aren't seeing more Lyme cases just yet, though. Connecticut state lawmakers massively overhauled a bill that would have made movie theaters list the actual start times for their films. It was turned into a study on the state's struggling entertainment venues. New York state lawmakers may strip the budget airline Avelo of its tax breaks. The airline is running deportation flights for the Trump administration. It flies some commercial flights out of Ronkonkoma's MacArthur Airport. Norwalk's Maritime Aquarium has a new boat. WSHU's Isabella Fabo has more.
It's called the RV Sound Explorer. It's the third vessel in the aquarium's fleet. The 46-foot-long boat can hold nearly 50 passengers. President and CEO of the aquarium, Jason Patlis, says it'll be used for everything, from field trips and wildlife cruises to lighthouse tours and special events. He also says the vessel will run year-round, even in the fall and winter. The aquarium's other public vessel, the RV Spirit of the Sound, was launched in 2014. It's currently out for repairs. The aquarium also has a small private research vessel. Patlis says their vessels give children life-changing experiences. The first Marine Life Encounter Tour is scheduled for June 25th. Isabella Fabo, WSHU News.
May is National Tennis Month, and the John McEnroe Tennis Academy has just completed an expansion to broaden the game to all communities in the region. WSHU's Carter DeWeese reports the expansion is an investment in the region's youth.
Randall's Island lies in the East River between Queens, Manhattan, and the Bronx. Along with the John McEnroe Tennis Academy, the island has more than 60 athletic fields and 330 acres of public parks. Patrick McEnroe is a former professional tennis player and current tennis broadcaster for ESPN. He is also the executive director of the John McEnroe Tennis Academy, which is named for his brother. He says the academy improves accessibility in a sport that can feel resource exclusive.
One of the knocks on tennis is that it's not that accessible, and it's hard to find courts. It's hard. You got to find someone to play with. You got to get balls. You got to have a racket. So there's a lot of things that you need to progress. I mean, I started hitting against a wall down the street from our house in Queens, where we grew up. But a lot of kids don't even have that opportunity.
While the John McEnroe Tennis Academy dreams of producing a U.S. Open winning player, they can already celebrate success. Hundreds of kids have come through the academy and received college scholarships to play tennis.
We're looking for the next John McEnroe, but we'd settle for the next Patrick McEnroe. Because I was a pretty good professional player. I wasn't at the level of my brother, who got to number one. So that's our dream, is to get someone homegrown that can win the U.S. Open. But I was lucky enough to play in the U.S. Open many, many times. We would love that to happen as well. But the bigger point is it's helping kids and changing their lives.
Sportime Clubs operates 5 tennis facilities in the New York metropolitan area. Their flagship facility on Randall's Island just got a big upgrade. The expansion reflects a reinvestment in the John McEnroe Tennis Academy. Claude Oaken is the president and CEO of Sportime Clubs. He says this project fuels the core of their mission.
We call Randall's our flagship, and it's kind of the epicenter of our tennis mission. And we're all New Yorkers. Like Patrick, I grew up in New York City, scrounging for tennis courts. We're really proud to have built this, what I call this tennis paradise, right in the middle of New York City. It's pretty remarkable.
The facility spans more than 260,000 square feet and now hosts 33 total courts, up from 20 at its inception. The expansion should allow the site to host more players than the thousands it already does.
We spent 20 And since then, we've spent another 55. So we've invested $75 million in this large special place. The goal is to make some money, but also to do great things for tennis.
The John McEnroe Tennis Foundation makes sure that kids of all economic backgrounds have access to Sporttime's Randall's Island facility.
And that's the not-for-profit that raises the money to let us not just fill the courts with the richest and most privileged people in New York, but to fill the courts with other New York kids like we were, who might not have that much money, but who want to play tennis and who want to use tennis to make their lives better and healthier. And that's honestly as important to us as anything we do.
CEO Claude Okun says it's significant that the McEnroe brothers, two titans of American tennis, give back to New York City.
But to do it with John and Patrick in New York is pretty remarkable. I mean, these are two guys who are so important to the sport of tennis. And when you turn tennis on television today and watch an important match, who's talking to you? John and Patrick. And then when those parents and families and kids come to Sporttime Randall's Island, who's there to welcome them? John and Patrick.
Maybe the next American winner will have cut their teeth on Randall's Island. Carter DeWeese, WSHU News.
For the latest news from around Long Island Sound, listen to us on the radio, online at WSHU.org, or with the WSHU app. After All Things is supported by Hartford HealthCare. If you're not already, please give us a follow on Instagram. You can find us at WSHU Public Radio. And as always, send any thoughts or story ideas to news at WSHU.org. I'm Sabrina Garone. Thank you so much for listening. Wishing you a fun and meaningful Memorial Day weekend. I'll speak to you on Tuesday. Okay.